This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now let's welcome the starting lineup for your American League champion, Chicago White Sox. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 33, Aaron Rowan.
Swing and a drive left center field. Here's Rowan on the run, on the move. He dives and makes the catch for a White Sox winner.
Hang a star on that one, folks.
You can put it on the board. Yes, you can put it on the board. Yeah. Back-to-back homers by Higuchi and Rowan, and the Sox lead it 2-1.
That is short and to the point. One shot out of here.
That ball hit deep. Back to back to back. And it is 3-1 Sox.
You don't see that every day. Randy Johnson giving up three straight home runs.
1-0 pitch, swinging a high fly ball. This is hit pretty deep. Left center field, Rowan to the track. He's to the wall, reaches up, catches it, crashes into the wall. And he may have hurt himself. I said it earlier, he has no fear. He's on his feet. Look at him, a standing ovation.
As well they should, for the way he has played center field in this homestand.
He can go get it.
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges through.
Out, out! A White Sox winner and a world championship! The White Sox have won the World Series, and they're mobbing each other on the field!
Me and Creedy and Rowan were in the hotel bar. For some reason, Creedy or Rowan yells up,
Joe says, play some Journey.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Man, that feels fantastic. When you think about approach to playing center field, I don't know if anyone for the White Sox has had the same approach at playing center field that Aaron Rowan had and is revered because of it. It wasn't just reckless. It was, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make a play out here. It was doing all the work and being willing to put your body on the line. We are very lucky to have Aaron Rowan joining us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Ro, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Great, man. My pleasure. How are you guys?
We're well. We're well. Well, when you think about what's getting ready to happen in this celebration of 20 years to a championship, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I think being able, when we did the 10-year anniversary, I think being able to see the guys is probably the biggest thing.
Who are you looking forward to seeing? Who do you know that's coming that you can't wait to see?
Well, I wish I could tell you that I was going to be there, but I'm not even going to be able to make it this year.
All right. Aaron Rowan. Goodness, that's too bad.
What you got going on? You got some fun going on or what? You coaching? Or?
Well, no, it's I don't know if you remember a year ago when that whole computer thing shut down all the airlines and all the flights got grounded and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually 30 minutes from taking off on a vacation to Curacao, and the flight got canceled. We went back the next day, it got canceled. Went back a third day, got canceled. Lost my bags, and then I had to call the Sandals Resort where we had made our reservations because they usually have a no refund policy, and they made an exception because of all that. But I had to use it within the year, and so I made reservations a year ago, and if I don't go, I'm out $15,000.
That is amazing.
You know what?
That honesty, that's awesome.
We're going to allow for it, man.
Thank you for that.
That is exceptional.
That's $15,000, man. That's
the real
deal.
Can't be giving that away.
Yeah. I'm so relieved by where that was going. I thought, like, yeah, and now we just never travel again. You know, now we've gotten completely freaked because there's some people who are freaked out about traveling.
There's some guys that do that. Like, there's some of his teammates that are driving here or taking the train here because they're uncomfortable on planes. So you never know when all that stuff might come up.
I didn't want to miss it. It's going to kill me not to be there, and I know I'm going to get a ton of texts and stuff from all the guys. But I had no idea what dates and stuff they were going to do anything. And then when I was in Chicago about 3 weeks ago doing a signing, and they announced that they were going to do it while I'm gone, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, because if I can't cancel again, and so I know that I'm going to get worn out for it, but I just want everybody to know that it's going to kill me not to be there.
Well, you know, it's cool that you're saying that, and people will understand. But it's interesting because I don't know if maybe this thing kind of came together a little bit late, but I think it came together maybe a lot late. But there was some thought about, like, how many people will come back, because it's not like a lot of you guys have been around with regularity. Like, do you wish you'd been around more or been invited around more, or is it in a good place now? Like, where's your relationship with the team and being around as much as you'd like?
No, I mean, it's not like they invite you out all the time, but I went out there and got invited to do an event when I was out there last month. And I mean, all the guys, I have a great relationship with the organization. I mean, I coached the minor leagues there for 5 years, so even after I got done playing. And you know, Jerry, he's great. A lot of the people that are in the front office are still the same people that were there when I was there. So I mean, it's a family. It feels like a family oriented situation every time we go back.
By the way, if you want to hang out with Aaron Rowan, you can. He's going to have a rare autograph signing Saturday, August 9th. Signing starts at 3 p.m. hosted by Windy City Sports Cards. Elite Icons Framing, 93 West 61st Street out in Westmont. When was the moment when you felt like you guys could win it? Was it in the AL Championship Series? When was it for you where you're like, hey, this could be legit and we could end up with rings?
I think game one against Boston at home.
Oh, El Duque getting
We ended up. Yeah, we ended up winning, I think, 12-3 and something like that. Anyway, I mean, I think everybody had confidence, but I think that when we came out and swung the bats and pitched the way we did that first game, I think everybody's like, well, yeah, we can do this.
That's awesome. How about during the year? So we were talking about this. One of our producers went and saw you guys on a certain road trip. So he thinks he knows when he started to feel it. But, like, a baseball season's a long thing. Do you remember a moment during the season when you started to believe, oh, man, we're pretty damn good. There might be no ceiling as to what we can do. Maybe we could even win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, there were different moments around the entire season. One that sticks out was our series in New York. Another one that sticks out is that when thinking back, I just think back to how we started the season. And everybody started believing in what we could do. And, you know, I remember sitting down with Paul one day. We were at the field early, and we were both talking about our pitching staff. And we were like, taking it one day at a time. You say that as a cliche, but it's really true. And that's that every day that we would go to the field, it was like, okay, who do we have on the mound and who are we facing? I like our chances against that guy. This is a good matchup for us. Now we just got to go out and score him some runs. And when we started thinking about it that way, it was like, okay, well, it's seriously one day at a time. Who's throwing for us and who's throwing for them? And we got lucky that none of our starters ended up on the DL or got hurt, and we had the same five guys pretty much all year long.
16-4 you started in the first 20 games, 27-9 in the first 36 games. So yeah, that confidence gets built pretty damn early. But that series in New York, that was the one our guy was talking about. That series where you took 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. Contreras, I think, started for the first time in that series. You're like, oh boy, here we go. Jose, I mean, and you guys, you made multiple great catches in that series, Aaron. You remember throwing your body around Yankee Stadium that series?
Yeah, actually, some of those stand out in my career. But I don't know. It was just one of those things. The ball got hit in a certain spot, and it happened to be in a spot I could get to.
Ro, I want to go back to what you said about the guys in the rotation for a second. As an elite defender, what did it do for you game planning, knowing how good you guys were when you were putting your starters on the mound?
For me personally, it was, you know, I sat down with all the guys with most of the time, depending on what our pitching plan was going to be against their hitters. And so I'd sit down with Mark or John or Freddie or whatever. They'd just quickly tell me how they were going to try to throw them, and I would be able to position myself in the center and left fielder accordingly, or the center and right fielder, just by where I was moving. And then you get a good game plan, and you get pitchers on the mound that could hit their spots and execute their pitches. The ball, you have a pretty good idea of what direction the ball is going to go in. So we played better defense together that way.
We got another center fielder on the show later on. Doug Glanville's on the show later on. And like, just the view from where you stand out there in center field, man, that must have felt awesome, especially when you know your pitchers like the way you're talking about. You feel like the whole game is right there in front of you. Absolutely everything's in front of you when you're out there. That's got to be a great feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, and, you know, playing behind such great pitching, with, like I said, guys that can execute pitches, you know their tendencies too. So you kind of have an idea what direction they're going to go once they get ahead of a hitter or you get behind in a hitter, depending on the pitcher. They have their go-tos, and when you play that many innings behind those guys, you kind of have a pretty good idea where they're going.
As you remember it, what's the truth behind Journey?
Well, it was like that quote that you guys played at AJ. It was pretty much the same thing. We had a off day in Boston, or I mean in Baltimore, and we went down to the hotel, grill, bar area and whatnot, and we were sitting, the three of us are sitting there having a couple beers, and this lady came in. They started setting up a stage. They were going to have like a lounge singer in there later on, and so they were setting up, and we were kind of wondering what it was going to be. It turned out to be some like French jazz. This lady was singing in French, and it was like jazz. There's a little drummer with just a little percussion instrument behind her, and it's exactly like AJ said. Joe was like, play some F and Journey. And it just kind of took off. And then we were all like joking around. We're all saying it. And then from that, we all laughed about it. And then that next game in Baltimore, we were in batting practice and they started playing some crap music during BP. And we were behind the cage and we turned around and yelled up to the booth and screamed it out at them. And then it just took off. Everybody started saying it anytime. Anywhere we were, where a bad song during BP would come on. And then one day I, at home, before we went out on the field, I went and put Don't Stop Believin' on in the clubhouse as everybody was walking out. And we ended up going out and killing somebody that day, and then we just did it the rest of the year.
Man, that's awesome. I got to tell you, as a musician who used to, and I guess still occasionally, is setting up at a bar when people are like wanting something else and you're going to do what you're there to do, that is a miserable moment. They knew that they were not delivering what you wanted, I think. And, no, didn't they?
Yeah, we don't even speak French.
Why the hell are they trying to play French jazz at you, man? What is that about?
I don't know. When she started singing, the three of us just looked at each other like, what the hell is this?
Oh, God, it's amazing. And still, when that song comes on in this town, there's an explosion of excitement that is not just people who grew up on the song, you know, back then. It's people who grew up on the White Sox too. Like you are, and now it's got the Sopranos thing going too. I mean, that song has multiple lives, and you got to know when that song comes on, you must feel something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was the song that we played it pretty much every day after that in the clubhouse, and it pumped us up getting ready to go out to go play.
I don't know if I would have ever thought being in that clubhouse that AJ would end up being like the media darling after his career was over. Did you suspect that he would pick up a microphone after he put down a baseball bat?
Well, did you watch him during his career? I mean, the guy always had to be the center of attention. So, I mean, for him to go into TV after the fact does not shock me.
Now, that's funny, because, like, we think of AJ as, like, surly but entertaining, but you, as a teammate, you saw him wanting spotlight, so this fits completely with the AJ you knew.
Oh, yeah. Anytime anything happened on the field, he was always in the middle of it. You knew it was going to be him.
Aaron, I was at an event where he was, and I got him to sign the picture of Michael Barrett punching him in the face. He signed it with a really good sense of humor about it. So, like, he can take a joke, couldn't he? Could he always take a joke?
He's always been like that. He's always been a smartass, and, I mean, he doesn't care. It's fun. It's all fun for him. So, I mean, he doesn't mind doing that. He's got a great sense of humor, and he has really thick skin. He'll do what he wants to do, and he doesn't care what the backlash is on it.
Hey, as a little kid, were you as like the way that Lawrence described you? Reckless is too much, right? But fearless, aggressively, confidently fearless in throwing your body around. Was that always you as a kid and playing sports as a kid?
Yeah, playing sports, playing football, basketball, riding dirt bikes. I mean, all sorts of everything I did, it was always like, I mean, I was a hyper kid, so it makes sense.
I was going back and reading. There's a really great book about you guys that the folks at Sabre wrote. And I went back and read the piece written about you. And I had forgotten this. I had forgotten that there were rumors, and I'm pretty sure they were on our radio station, about you being traded. back then.
Yep.
Afterwards, and you were like, there's no way like that's going to happen. What was that like month stretch for you where you go from winning the championship to then having to think about being traded from a world championship team?
Well, let me first just say that when Bruce Levine said that and I heard it on the radio, I started laughing. And I was like, there's no chance. But I actually jinxed myself because me and Joe went out to Chicago for the World Series DVD unveiling. And we did the movie theater thing and a whole event. And it was the next morning. I was in the back of a cab driving out to O'Hare, and they had ESPN or the Score 670 on. And Bruce was on there, and he said, I've heard reports, you know, Aaron Rowan, Jim Thome, and I'm like, yeah, right. And I was literally laughing in the back of the cab. And then I got home, and then a few days later, I got a phone call from Kenny.
Man, you're not upset with Bruce, all right? It's been a lot of years. Bruce is our teammate, man. He's a lovely guy.
Bruce is amazing, and he's got the softest hands in baseball.
he can make a catch anywhere in the outfield, probably, right?
Yeah,
anywhere. I mean, everybody loves Bruce. Bruce is one of the best guys. One of the best guys out there.
There's no doubt about that. Well, Aaron, this was great, man. We appreciate you. We know that you're busy. You got stuff to do. You got a vacation to plan. All that stuff, man. But we appreciate you picking up the phone. I'm happy that even though you won't be here, that you will be celebrated as part of...
celebrating, too.
That's what I like to hear.
There it is.
That's what I like to hear. Thanks for jumping on with us, man. Have a great rest of your summer. Enjoy that vacation.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.